Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
Unintelligent, this guy. Okay. Omida.
Hey, he defeated Sosuke Aizen. Yes.
Warning, this Bleach podcast features many spoilers from the upcoming anime arc, Thousand Year Blood War. So if you've not read the manga or you do not want to hear spoilers for the upcoming arc, viewer discretion is advised.
What is up? Welcome to Bleach Boys, YouTube's only Bleach rewatch podcast. This week we did episode 285 to 291, which is 7 episodes, and we get the death of Tozen.
Yep.
The visors start to get fucked up.
Yep. Oh, they're already
we get to
fucked.
Visit the Lamp Society.
Yeah, the 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
And, that wasn't a bad one.
I don't think so either. And I think that's it. That's kind of all that happens. There's a lot more in between stuff. Yami's popping off. You know, Byakuya.
We get Shinji's 30 seconds of wow.
So I think they'll probably come back. So I saw they kept doing that. And I bet they come back like when they're going to finish that fight. So I would imagine, let's say next episode. Because Ichigo shows up.
I bet
they go back and like read that whole fight in like a recap thing. And they kind of show you it as a consecutive. Yeah. But Ichigo shows up.
So Unless this is the end of the season.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Wow.
Okay. Well, first of all, I just want to say there was a moment that I thought was really good that relates to the Thousand Year Blood War arc that I really liked. Mm-hmm. So Yami is fucking everybody up.
Fucks up
Rukia, fucks up Ranji, fucks up Chad, which is not really that big of a
It's a normal thing.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Byakuya and Kenpachi show up, which is super fucking cool.
Yep.
And we'll talk more about that, but Byakuya does his Byakuya thing where he doesn't want to tell Ichigo, like, yo, go do this. He has to, like, make it some, like, no, you're not needed here. Go fuck off somewhere. So he says to go do your job, and a Soul Reaper captain would never ask for help from the likes of you. You know?
Yep, yep.
It's like they would never need it. So I don't know if you guys remember in Thousand Year Blood War arc, Byakuya gets fucked on.
Yeah,
I think his name's like Asnot or something like that. Yeah. It's German, so I tried my best.
Asnot.
He gets fucked up, and when Ichigo shows up, Byakuya is the first one that he sees. And Byakuya's like near death.
Yeah, he's almost dying.
And he asks him to please do what I cannot and save Soul Society. And that's when he runs off to go help everybody out.
Okay.
So I really like that part. I was like, when he said that, and I only know because I played through that quest in Bleach Brave Souls. So that's why I still remember that part. And I was like, damn, I like that. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I also, because he has a conversation with Mayuri where he's like, oh, that's interesting. Yep. You believe in Ichigo too.
And Mayuri's I do like that.
I don't know what you're talking about. These are lies and blasphemy.
I told him to just go on ahead. I simply wanted to do research.
Everybody is so much of a tsundere that they don't want to admit that they like Ichigo, but it's like everybody likes Ichigo.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He's fucking atrocious sometimes.
One of the only people who actually admit they do like Ichigo is the Vizards.
Yeah,
they
straight up support him.
Ichigo simps.
They were. They're like, we don't understand.
Shinji does say that
when
he enters. He's like, the only person we support is Ichigo Kurosaki. Yep.
And he's also, Shinji gets mad respect in my mind for being the only person to see somebody get injured and immediately think of Orihime.
The only smart motherfucker to immediately go,
we'll just wait for fucking Orihime
to run
by.
It's almost like he was a captain and he's what a captain should be.
He's the captain, but now he's got like, so he was like, the intelligence build, okay?
Yeah.
But then he got kicked out to the wisdom build, and now he's a merge. He's got like the street level smarts. Yeah. He's got the captain
Video
level
games.
Smarts. And he's like really now he's even better for it.
I still am. I stan him. I really stan
you really like Shinji a lot, yeah.
He's great.
He's cool.
Really great.
I know the scene's coming up where, you know, he fucks with Aizen. He's doing the spinny move. And I'm just sitting there. I'm like, I cannot wait till that happens. Because it's just such a cool. I know it's discount Aizen.
So we had this talk before. And I think, was it on the podcast where we were having this talk?
Where you were like,
Shinji's power is just as good as Aizen.
It could be.
Aizen fucking shits down his throat.
Immediately.
He's like, minus complete hypnosis. All five senses are under my control.
So in the last series of us watching, we were all watching. It's like, oh, cool, the Visors are here. They're about to get stomped the fuck on.
Yeah.
And they kind of, like, they do get their asses handed to them. They're not, like, a perfect win, but a lot of them kind of, they still, they don't die.
Yeah.
Hachi's the only one that kind of gets actual damage. But,
well, Mashiro, she just got smacked in the face. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she gets messed up now, but, like, for the most part, they kind of skirt through. Fucking Shinji just comes in and he's like, I can do what you can do, Aizen. And then gets cut in the back. It's like, oh, fuck. What? Like, oh, shit, you got me.
I imagine his technique most of the time is like, oh, well, people just literally can't figure it out. So it's like free game. Like,
but
he tossed
it all out there.
Yeah. Well, they all fucking do that.
That's anime.
It's like, here's how my power works. And it's like, yo, dog, this part of your power should be not telling what your power does.
I like how he's like, literally the entire time you were my lieutenant, I never showed you my Shikai because I didn't trust you.
Wait, he was his lieutenant?
Aizen was, and he was just like, hey, by the way, now that I'm going to fuck you up, remember how you're like the fucking god right now?
Yep.
We're going to do this, and I'm going to tell you everything you need to know. Like, what? It doesn't make sense.
It's just
like,
it's just an anime thing. It's purely just an anime thing, and it's like,
they do it just because they have to explain the power.
I'm fine with that, but I want it to be like, get a couple moves in, and Aizen's like, what the literal fuck is happening? Yeah. Like, that would have been awesome.
He did kind of use that information to his advantage at one point where he was like, oh, well, like, everything's reversed. And then so Aizen thought he had it figured out.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you forgot. It's like, also, all of your reflexes are all fucked. So it's like, the fact you have to basically to double check your reflexes is going to fuck you. And it's like, you didn't figure it out. So he basically gave him, like, here's the general information. Like, oh, I forgot to give you this very specific information.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Kiraku.
So, yeah, he kind of did give him, like, he kind of did take advantage of that. But then he was kind of like, oh, no one can figure out how to do that.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, well, he literally just got done self-proclaiming himself a god.
Yeah.
So I would hope we remember that, Shinji, please.
So I'm curious, can Aizen control his own senses?
I would imagine.
I would say so.
What if he was just like, I see everything straight.
You know what? It makes sense, though. It's like, what if he got mortally wounded and he's like, I don't want to feel this pain so I can keep going.
Oh.
Yeah, surely, like, what you're saying is he could just, like, override Shinji's. Mm-hmm. Like, let's say for some whatever reason.
It's on top of the stack.
Yeah.
He's never seen a Shikai before. He's like, oh, okay, boom.
Oh, shit,
like,
that's what it looks like.
It's like, cool, nice.
Oh,
and
I
then he's
myself.
Out of it. Yeah, he's like, he's all good.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't understand also. So, like, Unohana is very in the know. So we get this scene of Unohana basically explaining to Ichigo, which is a double bullshit scene I'm going to talk about, because Unohana basically explains Aizen's power to Ichigo. The fact that basically everybody except for Ichigo has seen his powers, which is untrue because Orihime chatted.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, you're really relying on him.
I'm just saying, we know Uryu gets much stronger.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm just saying there's other options out there. All right. And then we get the clarification. Well, first of all, I just want to follow through. Shinji has clearly seen it. And I would assume that means Shinji... Well, actually, no. Because so we already knew this information that Aizen lied about what his powers did.
Yes.
So he said it had to do with flowing water and it used the reflections of the water to trick people into attacking their own comrades.
To create optical illusions, I think.
Yeah. And so Unohana explains that, but Unohana only figured out what the true power was when she caught him rebelling. And that's when she figured out. So then Shinji doesn't know what the actual power is. So I forgive Shinji for being a dumbass.
Good point.
That makes sense. That being said, he does get told that his power is complete hypnosis.
Yeah.
Before the fight begins. So I will dock him half a point for being a dumbass.
I mean, he's just cocky at that point, though.
Well, I think he was the most, like, don't do anything rash. Like, he will fuck you.
He was very level-headed, to be fair. But then he, too, got swept up in it after Yori got dicked on.
I mean, and she should have been cut in half.
Oh, God, yeah. That was lame censorship. Yeah,
we got atrocious censorship in this one where they basically show you all the parts of her getting torn in half except for her getting torn in half.
Yeah.
And then she's just got a little wound. Like,
ooh. And it's like you could tell, like, they do the Gin slice. They show her clothes getting ripped in two.
Yep.
But then they fade out and she's just falling and her sword's just right next to her.
And she only got stabbed over
So here. They basically go up to the part where she should be split in two and they're like,
No, that might be a little too much. Yeah,
I feel like they could have done a lot more with it's like they don't show her bottom half, and then you see her bottom half in a different location. Like, I'm cool with the censorship. I get the whole thing. Don't change the
thing. I just think the big part, and this is coming completely from memory, so correct me in the comments if I'm completely wrong. It was like being shown during like a kids block. Like,
I'm pretty sure it was prime time
for kids.
I think it was Toonami.
Well, no, I mean like in Japan.
Oh, in Japan.
Like they're not giving a fuck about Toonami.
Yeah.
Like in Japan, they had to deal a lot with the kids block.
So I guess kids are just real fucked up because they just see, you know, Soul Reapers get bashed by a giant Susanoo and then have their arm go like re-snap back into
place.
Yeah,
it's weird where they draw the lines. It's clearly...
We've talked about this before, though, where it's like...
I forget
what we were talking, which podcast it was, but we talked about how it's like you could show someone killing like a monster but not a human kind of thing.
Yeah, but
it seems like for this, it's like they draw the line at excessive blood. I think they seem to.
I feel like excessive blood is when his arm snapped back into fucking.
But there wasn't
place.
Any blood.
There was some blood.
Yeah, but that's not excessive.
So they could have. But again,
I'm saying like literally seeing blood splurt out from somebody because they also didn't cut off Udi's hand.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking they don't want to show like the blood like coming
gushing
out of this
out
room.
Like
they clearly have something against doing a fucking like straight cut through, but. It's like they did that multiple times to Yami, so it's like.
But he's a monster. I was just gonna counter with that same thing. I was like, oh, that's so stupid.
Yeah,
I feel like someone in the comment section
it's
already
some
told us
sort
why,
of.
Though.
It has something to do with slicing off anything of a human's.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
But Yami looks
like
human.
Mutilation is probably just not.
But he
a
gets
no-go.
A lot lobbed off. They're like, hey, we won't be able to cut Hiyori in half, but you know what we're gonna do?
He merged those 18 legs into his Buddha form.
Also, he's got straight up like 18 vaginas underneath him. That fucking scene where Ruki is running under him, it's just a vagina.
Ruki,
fucking hell. But wait, before we go into Lamb Society or anything like that, I have second gripe with Unohana.
Okay.
So we find out that apparently Ichigo's spiritual pressure, spiritual energy, whatever you want to call it, is tied to how much clothes his Bankai has.
I forgot about that. And like,
he had to explain that.
He explained it, but I don't remember him explaining it in the manga way back.
So, and then he decides to shit on her lieutenant as well, basically going, you know, Orihime healed me, she healed all of my clothes, but then when Isane did it, she said she couldn't do it.
I would like to speak with her manager, since you're here. Orihime is God.
Well, also, it's like, so I don't understand the timeline on this, where it's like, first of all, that whole his energy being tied to his clothes is bullshit, because the clothes gets blown off and shit. Yeah. It's like, it's stupid. Just because the clothes gets blown off doesn't mean he suddenly lost half of his spirit.
It's like Dragon Ball Z, the longer your hair.
Weak as fuck.
And then secondly, when did Isane heal him?
I don't remember
because both, and we talked about it when in the Noatra's fight.
Yes.
He gets a hit and Orihima's the one that heals him, correct?
Yeah. Yes. I don't understand where Isane came in to this. I wonder
if it's from the Soul Society.
There might have literally been a brief moment where he got healed before going into the Garganta. And that might have happened, like, I don't know, did you just assume that happened before?
Yeah.
But that still doesn't make sense, because when he came down the pillar
to save
Ruka, he already had half the clothes missing.
Yeah.
So when Orihime healed him, clearly it didn't fucking fix his goddamn shirt.
And I also like how they're like, oh, wow, he's at half power, but he was able to fucking cut up Yami.
Yes.
He was able to do, like, Hollow Mask. That was the first reveal of the new Hollow Mask, too.
Oh, that's right.
Cool.
I do remember.
And that was the
first
time it was like officially acknowledged, like, oh, for sure, his mask is changing.
It was one of those things, like, is it?
Yeah.
Because
the first time it was for sure acknowledged.
I still love those Rukia Ichigo moments.
Do you think
like,
that was the game plan from the very beginning?
Like,
or it was like, ooh, I might have accidentally misdrawn that. This is just changing.
If it was
how many people has he killed? Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
If it's a misdraw, I'm totally happy because I like the idea.
It was a good recovery. It was a good.
Dude, I'm serious. Like, they just keep moving the fucking. What's the sizing guy? They move him to different departments and he keeps fucking up. And they're like, you know,
we saw that with Kenpachi versus Yami. Remember how fucking huge Kenpachi looked at one point?
Yeah, that and then
Lisa's
weapon.
I didn't see it too bad with Kenpachi, but
Lisa's weapon, dude.
Yeah,
she's
like
a fucking 42-meter pilot.
I think that weapon is supposed to be like gigantic.
It's like a pike.
I know it's supposed to be big, but not like bigger than Ikaku's.
Well, it's the same thing, except hers has added shit on the ends of it. Of course, it's going to be bigger than that.
It's just lame. I don't get it. My boy is just getting fucking
Josh hates
on.
Lisa. Ichigo slandering Isane. I just
don't
understand what's going on.
I just
don't
know why Ikaku is getting
fucking
disrespected.
I like almost all the visors except for Love and the other guy.
Rose.
Yeah,
they're terrible.
Yeah, like they're by far the worst. And also, my memory of like the timeline of events and stuff that's happening, I'm surprised at how long Kensei stuck around.
Right?
In my mind, I thought he got instantly glacked. Like,
yeah.
I thought that too. I thought that Wonder Wise just came back.
And obviously, like, we read the manga for like I mean, all of these parts, really. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it could be just like a manga thing where it's like, it probably did happen very quickly.
I think they might have fluffed the fight or something.
I thought that happened so quick, and he's still kicking around.
Yeah.
You know what? Because at one point, what was her? I forget her name.
Mashiro.
Is that really her name?
Yeah, Mashiro.
Oh, my God.
Because she goes, Mashiro, kick.
Thanks, guys. Yeah. They didn't explain, because she can do, what, the 15 hours of holification, which is just flexing hard on everyone else.
But that was known already. Like, when Ichigo was training, they already said, like, she could do it for basically fucking forever.
That's insane.
That's cool. That's like when Goku starts training to be Super Saiyan, and he just holds the form forever.
Yeah. But, see, they kind of explain that, and I guess I don't remember those episodes. We didn't really watch them together, but... They don't explain why her shit just fades. Like, we're assuming
Wonder-wise. That's what I was wondering.
Because, it was like, one of those convenient moments.
Well, they do. So they do make it seem like, I don't know, possibly Wonder-wise said something. Because she was surprised. You would know yourself.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I don't think it's going to come as a surprise unless you're Ichigo and you're just going full power all the time. Yeah. You're not paying attention. Yeah. Where it's like someone as a trained, I would assume as a visored, would be able to tell when their mask is going to go off. So, because she was surprised. She's like, what?
Yeah, she was like, what happened? She did look shocked.
And she should have known totally when they start drawing her eye. Like, they only had the left eye being drawn.
At one point, they did the left eye, just like, what the fuck is this? Like, they got to show emotion.
Yeah.
It's like the Spider-Man problem. It's like, they got to show the mask.
Toby.
Yeah.
But, like, I want to know, and is that going to happen to Kensei now? Is he going to get his powers absorbed? Because he goes straight Bankai right off the fucking bat.
So from my memory, and that's why I always thought he gets glacked really instantly, because we saw a preview for an episode, and they show him going Bankai. I'm that means he's going to get fucked soon.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, he goes Bankai and gets almost instantly dunked on.
I think that's technically how it works,
He does not last very long. And from pulling from memory as well, it's like, Wonder Rice is literally there to counter Head Captain Yamamoto. Yeah. And it's like, that must happen pretty quickly when the da-da-da-da. And it's like, no, they're fucking hanging around forever.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
fucking
some
hell.
Stupid shit.
And obviously, you weren't complaining, but you pointed it out. Like, you didn't, they're bouncing around a lot. Like, they like to do this thing where they're like, we're going to do this fight. We're bouncing back this one. And then they'll kind of settle on one. But then they'll keep showing you a couple minutes of another fight. Just be like, hey, just so you guys remember, this fight is still
happening.
Going on.
The pacing's a little off is all.
Yeah, it gets weird when that happens, where it's like they really need to basically set up all the fights and then just solely show this one. It breaks it.
What I would really like, so there's a part they do at the very or the intro where it's Yamamoto, Aizen, and Shinji, and they do the fucking turnaround thing. If they could be having one battle at a time, but in the background you see Komamura fucking fighting and stuff.
Well, I imagine that'd be just very difficult to animate. They already had the Hachi and the Shuhei fight, so they're probably running a bit low on budget.
It might be a little.
Yeah, they see that shit going on in the background.
And it's I don't know if you guys noticed, but also the Komamura. I know, Jose, you ask. Whenever they were doing a big sweeping shot with the Komamura and the Tozen fight, the big guy was there.
Yeah, he was never there.
And it's like they would do almost a full 360 at one point. Yeah. It's like he was just never there.
Yeah, it's just is he just flying?
So I imagine that's just very difficult to have shit going on in the background. So
do you think he can turn it on or off? Because remember,
I have to imagine that's the case. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense, the positioning, him getting blown back. I have to imagine he could basically summon it places and do it. Otherwise, it just makes no sense.
Because Tosin was he was doing the proper technique, just fucking fight Komamura.
And Komamura's Bankai, mean, at this point, 110%, if somebody can prove me wrong, I would love to hear it, is the worst Bankai. There's not a singular Bankai that is worse than that.
I guess.
The fact there's two plot holes to it. One, that it moves in synchronization to what he does.
Yeah.
If he could somehow, hey, I've been tricking you guys this whole time, I can actually set delays to it or something.
Oh, that'd be great.
Where it's I could build up attacks.
Yeah, that would be really sick.
Where it's I knew you were going to step there. I planned for my guy to be there and slash you in the fucking head. Yeah. Where that's a good one. And then another one is that the fact that he takes damage off of his own Bankai. It's the only Bankai that's like that.
But I would also argue I would prefer – if we're going full destruction, I'm literally sending him as a siege tank. That's all he's worth.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably choose him over Soifon.
No.
You're
absolutely right.
I'm with Sam on this one. I would take Soifon.
Here's
too.
My explanation.
Are we only literally – now I have to ask a very specific question.
Yes, we're just sieging.
Okay. Well, okay. I understand that. That wasn't going to be my question.
Okay.
Are we literally only factoring in their Bankai? Because the moment you factor in Soifon's Shikai and her speed, she's infinitely better.
I agree with that. We don't even know if Komamura has a Sheikah. Yeah, I know you said
it out. We
you know
it out.
He does like some weird ghost.
He does
shit.
Like a phantom where he just summons the hand part of it.
It reminds me of like early Susanoo.
Yeah, I'm cool with that if that's Sheikah, mm-hmm. but I'm almost 100% sure he does not have one.
Okay.
Like,
yeah, sure.
But if we're going like I want to blow, like if he got sent to Las Noches just to fucking cleave the temple,
yeah,
I would be like
he'd be dead.
Him
he's going
in.
By himself.
Oh God! No, come
he'd
on,
be dead.
Come on! I'm just he's not that great.
Okay, so he's just part of your team, but you're using
but like,
him as the tank busting part of it.
He goes in. He's
still,
my Iron
he's
Giant.
He's still gonna die real quick.
And he dies after. Then the fucking B team goes in, and they're actually better than that team. What I'm saying is, Soifon just fucking glacks in one
okay,
area.
So I'm gonna tell you why you're wrong
gets
here.
Pushed back.
I'm gonna tell you why you're wrong here. So you're basically sending in a tank, right?
A smart tank.
Okay, yeah, you're sending in a smart tank. Meanwhile, I'll be sitting on the back line firing off missiles.
Nuclear. She can fire two.
Muscle. She can fire as many as she fucking wants. She's sitting back there.
Yeah.
I'll have her and Unohana on my team, and they could just fuck each other off over there and just fire nonstop
like
missiles.
I have a hot sheet putting up the
just
fucking
like,
shield.
I'll have one team going up front, and then they'll just be fucking goddamn missiles raining down. Meanwhile, you have a fucking walking casualty machine that just needs to be fucking hit. What if somebody cuts off its foot? Like, what are you
going
to do?
They ain't going to do it. Because he's just going like this.
Like, Yami's in
there. Yeah, Yami's
like,
in there. He can
okay,
hold...
Yami, okay. He is a joke.
So Yami will hold him down, and then the rest of the Espadas will Grand Ray Cero.
Yep.
They didn't see it
coming. Or, once again, let me point out, Xyloparo just crushes the organs of the thing.
Mm.
And then what are we going to do?
Mm.
Nothing.
I see. I see.
Mr. Controls Nerves.
Nerves takes it over, and then it's fucked. Like,
so what I'm saying is we don't do Las Noches. We just do Soul Society. And he just swipes that.
Oh,
just,
my God. But then you have Captain
Yamamoto.
He just
fucks up Karakuri Town. He just goes around and fucking swipes Karakuri
Town.
His
is just awful. It's so bad.
There's not a worse
Bankai than his. There's not.
The practicalities of it is just not that great.
If he didn't take damage from his Bankai,
not take damage off of it, and he also needs to not attack simultaneously.
I feel like
it puts him in a shitty spot. Like when Tozen was fighting him and Tozen was fighting him, we were all like, what the fuck is this Bankai? He literally can't use the Bankai and the sword at the same time. So it's like if he starts getting attacked, I think it's the only Bankai that's like that.
Yeah.
Where if he's fucked.
I would say, because there's the part when the Four Pillars fight, the greatest fights we've ever watched.
Yes.
When he fights the fucking frog dude, he doesn't move. He just kind of stands there and his Bankai does all the work, right?
See, so I think that
I wonder if it's like a Zendron Sakura thing where he's like, the more I control it, the faster and better, more accurate
it is.
Well,
we're talking about him at his peak, and he didn't do that at all this fight.
Yeah. Also, he was getting stomped on by regular, visored Tosin, right?
Which is badass. He looks dope as fuck.
I think that's just his regular, a wrong car form is what
he
that was.
He was way better.
He basically puts the mask on.
And then he goes to fucking bug form, and it's like, hey, let's talk about her feelings rather than actually be good
at
fighting.
Well, it's because he was able to see now.
Okay, so now we're shitting on Tozen.
I'm sorry. I just...
Well, it seemed like you were in the middle of making a point coming around, and you're like, actually, Tozen
I'm trying
is
to get off the hill
really
I was going to die on.
So, Tozen, he does not, I don't know.
It's a bad showing for
him. It's an awful showing for him. And like you were saying, he basically shows, at one point, Komamura's like, oh, you're going to go Bankai? He's like, nah, fuck that. It's I'm going to go fucking hollow form. Watch this shit. And then he goes into this cool, I forgot even existed, this fly-looking hollow form.
Right?
Yeah.
He's got the mask. And he's got, the cool
perfectly.
Shoulder pads and everything.
He looks real cool. And he started fucking up both of them.
He should have just stayed there.
Absolutely both of them.
It was actually accurate to how strong he was orgasming.
I like when he stabbed Shuhei right in the gut and then just kicks him off.
And then I'm sure part of the reasoning was that they constantly harp on where it's like, oh, you're weaker now that you can actually see.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that's part of what they were trying to show. But when he went into his resurrection form, he was so much weaker.
He was fighting Komamura without Bankai. He was just like, let me hit him. And Komamura's just like,
Komamura roasted him at one point. And it's like, dude, you were so much harder to hit, so much more agile, so much stronger. This fucking dumbass, I don't know what form you want to call that. Yeah. What animal?
Grasshopper, locust,
bullshit. Was awful, and it looked ridiculous.
Yeah, it was just bad. And then for Shuhei, I still think this is the greatest fucking execution.
Did you remember this execution?
Him doing the release of his shirt?
Yeah, we all remember
that. You don't have a gripe with that over Wabisuke?
No,
I think this one was tastefully done.
Here's the problem. Tozen was not on the ground begging for his goddamn life.
Okay. I should have known you were going to have a very logical reaction because you're like, okay, here's what my fucking... you normally get very mad.
The other guy had given up and please stop. It's like, I don't want to do it anymore. We're good.
Yeah.
And he's like, warriors shouldn't beg for their life on battle or whatever, and then just fucking cut his neck off.
Yeah.
Where meanwhile, they were like, Tozen, we're going to kill you to stop you from doing something really horrible. We're sorry.
Yeah.
And then they fucking did it. But and like, it was Tozen was so still not giving good. Up. He was still trying to be a horrible guy to the end. They tried everything they fucking could.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Izuru won hands down. Yeah. Hands down won the fight. Like, it wasn't even a fucking problem.
Yeah, it was kind of a steamroll.
Yes. And then he was like, ah, I'm going to kill you. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, you know what? His logic could be later on, and he never used it.
I will be starting a bullies club, and it'll be Izuru and Kyoraku at the moment. So I will add more to that list as we go on.
Kyoraku. Are we going
to
put Aizen in there? Are we going to put Aizen in there?
No, Aizen's never a bully.
I would also put Tosen in there because he was rude to Komamura.
Ooh,
you're way uglier than I thought you were.
So he ended up changing that, by the way, because he did say that at front, and then he was like, oh, were you mad that I said that? And he was like, no. He's like, oh, yeah, I said that because I remember you being mad about people calling you that.
What a dick.
And so it's like he clearly said it to see if he could get a rise out of Komamura, and he was like, oh, yeah.
It
was
just, well, it is the best.
Yeah. Okay. It's like I tried to get the best out of you. Yeah. You tried to bait him in like Aizen did to dumbass Hiyori, you know, and it's like easy.
She got glacked.
Yeah, she got
glacked. But see, that's not fair. I don't think it was fair for her to get glacked by fucking Gin. He was just sitting there like, hey just remember me. I'm a character.
Who was Gin fighting?
Nobody.
Oh, Shinji.
Nobody, right?
Yeah, it was Shinji, but then Shinji hopped back, and Aizen walked in, and then
to be fair, if that happened to Hiyori, Gin, it was fucking sitting on his dick because he could have just glacked every one of the visors real quick.
Well, I would argue that Hiyori was so caught up with Aizen that, like, you know, he didn't see. Like, even when last batch of episodes we watched, when Shinji tried to attack Aizen, he almost got glacked by Tozen.
Yep. Yeah.
Because he was so focused on Aizen that he about chopped his goddamn head off.
And Shinji should have said, hey, there's another guy. Yeah. Please be wary of that.
Yeah, really Shinji's fault for not calling out that Gin's just hanging out over there.
Isn't Gin's, like, it's not the length of his Zanpakuto, it's the speed at which it recoils?
I think that's right.
He does that, and then you find out later on it, like, leaves shards of poison.
Well, no, that's his Bankai.
The speed thing.
The speed thing is, like, I can release it faster than anyone else, because there's other people with longer ones.
Yeah.
But...
Huh?
Literally, he could have just, like, oh, the visors are all standing over there.
Pew, pew, pew. But I mean, so I would say you could argue that he's still trying to be a good guy, I guess.
Oh.
But it's like it obviously doesn't fit with the motive of he literally, and the manga at least, cut Hiyori in half.
Yeah, well,
so
it's like that. He is a good guy right now, right?
Like, the double agent.
Yeah, he's like, it's kind of like a Snape Dumbledore thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's like, except Hiyori was annoying and he had to take Hiyori out for the greater good.
Well, because he only did it for Rangiku, right? Like,
yeah.
He did
all
this
there
for
was
Rangiku?
Something going
there
on.
There was something else. I don't remember what it is, but he does very much love Rangiku.
I anything that has to do with Rangiku because I just don't care.
She's a trash character. Like, her personality
is not great.
No, her personality is fine. Like, it's just her as a lieutenant.
I don't know what the deal is. They kept trying to make a big deal out of that girl in Tozen's flashbacks, by the way. And who the fuck is this girl?
I wanted to know.
And it's like they kept trying to kind of like only show the top half of her face. And it was like, well, is that because he's blind? But why show the rest of her body? If he's blind?
Then I forgot. He's like, oh, her. I don't even know what she looks like. And I was like, oh, that's right. He's been blind this whole time.
Oh, I need to point out, too. And I would love somebody to answer this question. Does Tozen steal her Zanpakuto? This is more a question for people in the comments.
He was resting it on there, or at least we think he was resting it, but he like grabs it and he's like,
I don't know if he was resting it because he walked up. I never saw him put it there. I don't think they show him put it there, but he basically walks up to and he's grieving about this girl in her open casket, and his sword is there in release form, or I don't know if it's
not release,
but it's got the circular thing already on it, which is his sword.
Yep.
And it's already in the casket laying next to her, and then he grabs like, oh, I'll find justice
and
for you.
I'm almost certain he does not join the Soul Reaper fucking academy until after she dies, right?
You're right.
Yes.
Why does he have a sword? You don't get your sword until
Soul Reaper. So he stole it then, right?
He stole it.
Yep.
Oh, what? She's a blind bitch now? And he's just like, oh, we luckily have
the
same powers?
How is he able to use her Bankai?
I don't know.
Also, she's a terrible friend because she's like, oh, this guy's so pretty. I wish you could see it.
She's also a terrible friend because like they're obviously like special to each other. He's like, hey, I'm getting married. And I'm going to, it's like, you know what I want from you? Stay the same. And I want to come back and tell you all about my adventure.
What a fucking asshole.
Yeah, that's toxic.
And then they also show that she clearly has like either a scar or some sort of disease. I'm going to assume it's some sort of a disease because it's blue.
Yeah.
Where there's something like spreading on her.
And she's just abusing his blindness because she's like, I'm not ugly.
And they don't ever say anything about it or like what it is. It doesn't ever come up. And then the last thing we hear is, so first of all, Tozen is trying to get revenge on the Soul Society because he's just, I don't know, dumb.
It was some spousal abuse. She married a guy. Yes. He
glacked
her because he glacked someone else.
Yeah.
And Tosin wants to kill him, and then did he ever
kill
that
and
guy?
And so I guess they don't ever say, because he was like, oh, no justice was brought to that guy. And then it's like they don't say if he went and glacked him. And then the last bit we see was he was mad at Central 46 over it.
Oh, classic. Classic. Just blame everything on Central 46.
So maybe when Aizen killed everybody, Central 46, that was for Tosin.
Yeah, oh, like he was, you're right. He's helping out his homie. Yeah.
Which you do find out Aizen basically doesn't love any of them in it.
Yeah, I didn't understand. Did he like just like Frieza blow him up or?
Oh, we're talking about Tozen.
Sorry.
I'm pretty sure. I think it's his holification.
Just deal. Like back.
Like I think he just because right? Yeah, he just explodes because it didn't. It wasn't.
Yeah,
perfect.
It was really weird. But it was very funny.
Because all you see is like,
if he dies, it would be a hole in my heart.
Because it's so serious. It's like. Shuhei, let me see your face one more time. He's like, yes, Captain. And then blop.
That's like one of those horror film, like, just blood gets shot everywhere. He's a human, and blood went everywhere.
So do you think they were planning to save him? Like Komamura and Shuhei?
They totally would have saved him. Yeah, they weren't going to kill
him. Interesting.
I mean, he pretty much was already dying because of Shuhei's blade.
I got a question. Because Aizen totally didn't think about it because he doesn't give a fuck. But Orihime... on Tosin. Could we revert that?
I mean, she can literally do anything.
What do we need?
Do you think we just need a little bit of his blood and be like, right here?
I don't know.
Because there is nothing left of him. They show his whole body where it should have been.
I would imagine blood is not enough and it needs to be like some sort of a piece. But yeah, he got completely obliterated. All right, boys, so I think Tosin's done. All
right, we do this until we find our Orihime. Chop off your pinky.
Yeah.
Now, why are we not reviving all the other Spadas? Okay, that's what I'm saying. The bodies are still there for everybody except Rokiora. Sorry, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. He got disintegrated.
She could grab a piece of dust.
A piece of dust?
She's not strong enough yet. Remember, she'll be strong enough in 1,000 years.
Okay, mm-hmm. Couple of things. One, we see how fast she is with fucking releasing those.
The
immediate fight with Olkira. Yes. If she really wanted him to not die, she already knows her fucking power. He starts to fade away. She goes, I reject.
Yeah,
and it goes around him, bubbles him up.
Here's where we're getting to the root of the problem. They gave the most OP power to the worst person to have said power. Some would argue best person to have some power because she doesn't abuse them.
I would say the next word, she's number two. The next person that should have gotten, like, the number one is Wonder Weiss because he has about one less brain cell than her.
I appreciate the joke.
Yes, thank
but
you.
We're not going to say Hachi should have gotten those powers because.
He deserves them.
He's
he
the only one who took
them.
Out a high level
that
Espada.
Man's got creation powers.
Yes. They said his powers are similar to her.
Yeah, so he actually trained her before she got abducted.
And she still hasn't done anything more powerful than she used to, right? Nope.
That's why I'm saying if they had given it to someone with a brain, they would really be using that. Like, I can fix that really quick. Oh, I'll do that on the fly. Boom, boom, boom.
I have five
spirits.
Yeah. Oh, is it five?
Yeah.
I thought
it was one on each one. Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. See, you know what?
You know, with a great body comes a great loss of intelligence.
Melted into here.
Yes.
But I just, you know, like, Aizen's dumb, right? Like, he shouldn't have gotten rid of her.
Aizen's smart. He's like, she can't use her powers. She's not that great. I'm going to manipulate her.
Well, I mean, in a perfect, you know, total hypnosis world, he should have just not left her there at all.
Yeah.
And should have just been a decoy. Like, he said that he took her as a decoy, but then, like, he could just make the decoy a decoy or, like, you know, make a new decoy that looks like Orihime
with his total hypnosis.
Yeah, yeah.
But that being said, it would not fool Ichigo.
Yeah.
But then that brings into question, what did he see on Hogyoku Hill or whatever the fuck that place is called? Because he got tricked just like everybody else and didn't say anything about it. So,
there's
a lot of iffies.
Full hypnosis. He does go on fucking record saying, I have full control. They can do my bidding. Like, can't he just do that to her?
Yeah.
Like, he could have. You brought up Orihime, Chad, and Uryu as potentials. Like, Orihime should have seen it. Like, if he was going around like, hey, squads, did you want to see my fucking refractometer bullshit? Like, yeah, I can do this cool shit with water and mist. Like, really?
Well, it's so, like, a big part of, like, the Aizen thing. So, specifically, let's just talk about Ichigo because of the fact that he hasn't, because that's actually relevant, you know.
Yeah.
He did that on purpose is what he ends up saying later. He was like, oh, yeah, I didn't show it to you on purpose because, like, I just, you know, it's good to have the one person. And that comes into play big time in the Yuhubaha fight.
Yeah. Oh, very much, yes.
So that comes in big. So, you know, it's like he does plan, but I do think it's like one of those powers. It's like the Invincible meme. Have you guys seen the Invincible meme?
Yeah,
all over Twitter.
Yeah.
Where it's like it's got Invincible smashing the ground and the guy's like, think. It's like, think. Didn't you think that? And then he like lays out an alternate route instead of what they're doing. So like people are redrawing that and like putting in this things like this.
Yeah.
Where you like think, guys. And like, couldn't you have just baited everybody with an illusion or like done anything else? It's like you have complete hypnosis. Cockiness. The world's your oyster. Ooh. Where, you know, it's like there's a million better options than what he did. But obviously the story is, you know, what it is.
Here's what it is. I this is completely OC. So, yeah. Like, I don't think anyone can really see
OC
it.
Means original character. Go
original content. Just
okay.
So
this one, I thought he was going to give us his OC right now.
So he builds, like, say, a tree. And this tree is attached to his sword.
Vengeance.
His sword becomes a part of this tree, and it reflects off of the moon, and it causes an infinite hypnosis.
Okay, so this is the ending of Naruto, yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. Infinite hypnosis. He could have done something like that. Just get a big-ass mirror. Everyone gets to see his fucking
shit. So I don't
think
he ever, and I'm obviously interested to see, because we're going to learn more about his priorities and motivations going forward later. Because
he hasn't talked anything about this.
No, not right now. From memory, maybe you guys might know, I don't think he's ever talked about wanting to control people's will. Like, that's never like a
motivation
for him. Like, he doesn't want the Madara or the where he's like, I'm gonna control everybody and put them into, you know, whatever. It's like
dreamland.
It's like he's never once mentioned that. And like, I do think he wants to better the world, but he's like, he doesn't agree with the way it's going now, so he wants to like nudge in the right direction and fix it.
I just don't know what he would have done. Like, if he became
I don't know,
so stupid.
I don't know what he would have done. Maybe there's a novel or something, because I feel like every time I bring up something, I was like, oh, well, then
someone always knows.
Six novels.
Let me say this. Somebody could have written a novel, and it could have been Sosuke Aizen while he's just sitting in his chair, like with my eye open.
Where is his sword?
Maybe.
During while he's sitting in the chair. Because he has it in the last couple panels.
Sucio. It could be into the chair.
Secret compartment.
Oh, where that's what's keeping him locked in. He's sitting on it. I see.
Okay, no, that's not what I meant.
This guy.
Oh.
So what if they do a book, you know, like the true story of the Three Little Pigs?
Yeah.
You don't know that book? No. Wow. Unintelligent, this guy. Okay. Omida.
Hey, he defeated Sosuke Aizen.
Yes.
Good to see you on the Omida train.
No.
Good to see you. There's a book called The True Story of Three Little Pigs, and it's the story as told from the werewolf, or the wolf's perspective, and basically how he talks about how the three little pigs were all bullies, and he was the victim, and they picked on him, and it's like, so they could do that similar, and at the end, you know, reveal where it's like, you're like, oh yeah, that story you guys saw, really, I'm already the Soul King, you know, what's up? It's like, here's what I'm doing.
Because
I would love to know what his, like, exact game plan was, like, what did he want to do? By becoming the Soul King?
We
talked about this last time, like, let's say he clean sweeped. Like, once again, what is he going to do from there? Like,
he's going to rest on a grateful universe.
He's going to, like, ascend into the floaty boy position, and then he's just going to be permanent, like, pass-through guy.
Yes. He will go become Soul King. He will annihilate the Valley of Screams.
And his butt will get a Twitter account that's pretty fucking funny about.
I forgot about that Twitter account. What else happened? This is very important. So I want to go back to the very first fight that we saw is Kenpachi and Byakuya versus Yami.
How they're manhandling him?
And so Yami explains, he explains this to Ichigo, that Yami is more powerful than Grimmjo, Okiora,
fuck off, you cunt. No.
Noatra combined. And when he's explaining this, they show flashes of Grimmjo, his whole fight. Noitora?
I think it's Noitora.
Noitora. They show all of Noitora's fight, and then they show Okiora in both forms. Okay, just want to note that both forms are shown there.
But that's
just showing what's in the anime. But I'm just saying. They're showing both forms when they're talking about it. I'm just saying. And he says he is stronger than all of them combined because he's spot number zero and he continues to get stronger. So he did say that, let's just note, in his first form with the mini legs. Okay?
Yeah.
And then he gets even stronger when he's fighting Yami or Byakuya. And
for our audio listeners, I have rolled the fuck of my eyes back.
He gets stronger and he goes into another form.
This is Buddha
form. It's a Segunda Etapa.
Segunda Etapa is what you would say.
Yeah.
Segunda Etapa at number zero. Segunda Etapa.
He's double zero.
And so he's fighting, Byakuya and Kenpachi this time, while they're also kind of fighting with each other.
Yeah.
So
which is
let's
great.
Just take that in a note, absolutely fantastic.
They're not seriously fighting.
And as we know, spoilerino ahead of time, they end up defeating this Yami. We don't get to see how because they kind of just cut back and he's defeated laying in the sand.
I was kind of upset by that.
So I just want to do some basic math here. Zero Espada, which we'll just, for intents and purposes of having a number, we'll just say number one, because we're not
so really, now the top hero is number five.
Yeah, we're not complete degenerates,
and he can start doing his second releases and his Grand Race Arrows now because he's been pushed up.
So number one, okay, and we'll just go ahead and divide that by two or whatever because two people took him on. So let's just say that maybe he's down to like a three.
I would even allow 1.5 because they're fighting each other the whole time.
Sure,
too,
or 1.5.
Yeah.
So you would say Byakuya defeated 1.5 number Espada. Segunda Etapa.
Yep.
So I think if we just do the math, a 1.5 Segunda Etapa versus a 5 Segunda Etapa, I think we have the numbers on who would win in a fight between Byakuya and Okiura. And I'd like to rest my case on that one. Any naysayers?
Made Yami a joke. And
no, definitely they not. Just definitely didn't, not.
No, I would nope. just say that nope, they nope, made nope. numbers up.
Is there any intelligent naysayers out there, Jose?
No, the logic checks out.
Yep, thank you.
The logic checks out.
I mean,
fuck you both.
They
fuck
put the
both.
Nail in the coffin when
does.
They started explaining
the minute
this
he started
strength.
Saying that he was stronger than all of them combined, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah. I was like, fuck.
Here's what
I gave up. Yeah, I was just like, yeah.
I would agree,
I can't beat him.
Like, if he was saying, like, Grimmjow and Noitora, I would fully be okay with that. It's the
but
Okiura
you would imagine,
part.
Obviously, there's a bit of a fallacy that I've seen because I have, like, tried to look and see, like, how strong exactly Okiura really is. Because there's a bit of a fallacy where they was stated that Aizen knows literally everything that ever happens underneath Las Noches. Like, he knows literally everything. And then, you know, Okiura tries to go, oh, well, Aizen doesn't know about this. Well, it's like, well, which one is true?
And if Aizen doesn't know, would you argue that, what's his face? Yami. Oh, yeah, that guy named Yami, the, you know, the important
guy. Well, I'm just
guy,
saying, here's the fallacy.
Yami.
So it's like, which one is true?
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, if we do believe that the Okiura one is true, then we would have to believe that nobody else knew about the second release. But obviously, Yami knows about the first release because they're the closest.
Yeah,
so he would at least know what the first release is, which is still pretty powerful, and he's fucking up Ichigo.
I would allow first step and the other two. I would allow that.
But I was still saying that's stronger than second. If you allow first release Okiura plus Grimmjow and Noitora, that's stronger than just base second release Okiura on its own.
All right, I'm going to swing back on your logic earlier. So Yami
hold
is...
on, let me finish.
Oh, okay.
So if we go with the other fallacy or the other side of it where Aizen already knew that, then he placed him appropriately and then Yami is stronger than Okiura.
I would allow that.
So I'm just
I would allow you to roast me with that one.
I'm just saying that's the whatever side of the coin we're on. And I still think if we take the first release Okiura and we add the other two, okay, go ahead.
Yami is the Komamura in this situation and Okiura Segunda Etapa is the Soifon Bankai in this My homeboy is just fucking launching these lances, and Yami's just like, "Oh, I can't move."
Okay, but I'm not saying.
Now,
I'm not saying. So I'm not comparing. I'm not comparing Okiura versus Yami.
Okay,
I am specifically just using the relationship between Yami and
to win the Byakuya versus Okiura fight.
Yes,
I know what we're doing here.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, because that is a good argument for the fight between Okiura and Yami. I'm saying that is
he's getting
like,
decimated.
Because he would be very, very, very far away, and it was shown that basically, you know,
Okiura
Yami is very slow and like.
Yeah.
But if he hits you, it gonna hurt.
Yeah, so, you break.
Yeah,
I think
so,
you just
like
die.
That's the and it's like you know because he is. But I'm saying Byakuya is very fast and took down what is Aizen. The person who's supposed to know everything, that's his whole character, should have rightfully placed him as number zero.
I have a hard time because when I think,
well, aren't they
Ichigo as Bankai was keeping up with Byakuya for a little bit and then he started slowing down because he was getting weaker. And then we have hollow form Ichigo, who is now faster, stronger, everything. And I doubt Byakuya could keep up with him. Now you get hollow form Ichigo getting absolutely fucking decimated and wrecked, like plaything with Segunda Etapa. I don't think Byakuya, even though he can do all the cool shit, can even see Okiura.
Aren't
faster.
The Espadas ranked on destruction, not necessarily power level?
Well, don't do that. The turn. Well, Josh, did you think about that bullshit? Because we just agreed that fucking Okiura would decimate fucking Yami.
I'm not saying he would. It's obviously, I think Yami would have an almost impossible time catching Okiura because he could literally fly.
I'm just going to throw a random person. Fucking Xyloporo crushes Yami's insides.
So we talked about that before too, where it's like, because we brought this up last time that I think we were talking about who would be winning the fight of the Espadas. Some people's powers are just broken. It is what it is. I'm just saying, Luke, we kind of take, because Byakuya's powers are pretty, base. Like, you know what they do.
But
the same thing with Okiura's powers. like that's why it was a good fight against Ichigo, because they literally have one power.
Yeah.
It's like, here you go.
They did a good juxtaposition was Rukia is being crushed in hand and Sokotsui.
Yeah.
And then Byakuya
so
just like,
good.
Let me just shoot it from like 50 feet back and I'm like gonna
giant explosion.
The whole place.
Ichigo like I loved when Rukia did it and Yami was like, oh, that hurt. Oh, that was weird.
Fuck you.
And then when Byakuya did it, he's like, what the fuck?
This one stung.
See, but I would have liked it if like Byakuya did like an incantation, but no, they just flat out
decimate.
He's
need
strong.
To.
I'm he's just like, saying yeah. He's really strong.
It. Oh, can we just go to the fucking lamp society?
Okay.
I think I'm done with
okay,
this
verdict
argument.
Is winner. Sam.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And he's an Okiora simp. He's an Okiora simp.
I would allow
I
a good.
Yeah, I do
yeah,
love Okiora.
Yeah, but he's. Remember when he fucking said that Yu Yu Hakusho, it's fucking
Yusuke,
was his number one character, not fucking.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Come on. He's going to say Grimmjow's
his favorite
character.
I remember when
character.
He said he drinks strawberry milkshakes. I've never seen him drink
bullshit.
Them.
I love them strawberry milkshakes.
And remember when he said he spoke two languages?
Mm hmm. Mm hmm.
Two?
Mm hmm.
Yep.
Remember you said you spoke like Spanish and something else. It was
Portuguese
on one of the like Portuguese.
Yeah, I can understand it. I don't speak it.
And then Sam fucking played the English version.
And I'm like, wait. He's like, wait, guys, don't.
Don't get it. Don't get it.
All right, Lamp Society.
Lamp Society.
Funny episode.
I would say it was a very good filler.
What was it? It was the 10th anniversary like special.
We get to see the great Admiral Seaweed or whatever his name was.
That was
I absolutely hated that it was where it was like placed when it was.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
fucking sucked.
Do you think they thought about that? Like,
now, and
no.
Here's my other issue with that episode. So they basically try to do like the fun thing where they're like, oh, we're going to go through all the first arc.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that funny? And it's
we'll
like, we'll do like little changes to it. I feel like obviously it was a more serious version of it. The third movie was that. It was like, we're going to redo the first arc again.
So
like, here's all these cool little fights.
But we don't
and
know when the third
did,
movie
I
came
think
out.
They did it before this.
Before this, yeah.
Yeah, that's why we watched it. And they did it better. So I have to say they did it better. Yeah.
But I did enjoy it.
This
was
just
fun.
A fun
I enjoyed
little
it as well.
Thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't mad about it. Like I
this is
like,
exactly what we want. Is like Elseworld stories.
There was a lot of good, funny like quips.
Comedic.
Yeah. Like, oh, we're not thieves, we're burglars.
Yeah.
Kind of
yeah.
thing. Like, I was like, oh,
and
thanks.
it was it's different. So there is a I think it's called the Desert Society in Bleach Brave Soldier.
Yeah,
it has the same sort of theme, like the Arabian Nights sort of thing.
But it's the Lamp Society.
They look dope as fuck in that.
It's a different setup, but they still have like Ichigo's a merchant in that one, and like Kone does come out of the lamp as the genie and stuff. Like that, so.
I love that the lamp is Kone though, and when Orihime's rubbing it, he's just like all red, and then Chad rubs, he's like, oh god.
Yeah. But Orihime is a babe in that outfit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I honestly was like, wow.
Fucking Ichigo or Chigo in that was fucking shitting on their outfits, and I'm like, homie, I don't think you know what
I'm okay
about.
With that, dude. You ever see Orihime wear her other stuff?
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Oof.
It was a funny episode. Yeah.
It was good.
I mean, I don't have much to say on it, but it's like I did think that was a good filler episode. Yeah. I thought it was very good.
And I did like Captain Seaweed's appearance. Like I just don't. I was so
Ambassador Seaweed. Yeah,
I was so ajarred from that.
I was just like, what?
What?
I just love when he shows up in Rookie Rookie is like,
oh yeah,
it's like
oh,
just all like happy. Oh my god.
Oh my god, brother, you've never looked better.
Like I wish that had happened in the original series.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been funny too.
So good.
I also like the Phoenix just going,
it's just
oh,
pecking
no,
her face.
I'm dying.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that's what the filler should really be about. It's just like a lot of fun in it.
I agree with that.
A day in the life of a Soul Reaper.
Just not to Sam's point, not at the fucking crucial time.
Yeah.
This is when the episode started getting good. Like, there was the first episode we watched
like, let
was
it be
almost
known,
filler.
We played Bleach Brave Souls probably the first episode, and then it was like, fuck, these are getting kind of good episodes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like,
you guys
are,
did
like,
stop.
Yeah,
like,
we had to
cream
stop.
Of the crop Aizen episodes right here, baby. I'm going to turn off the phone. So.
The first half of the Tosen fight versus Komamura was fire. Like,
mm-hmm.
It was
yeah.
straight fucking
yep.
fire. They even got, because the Yami fight with,
I like that fight too.
The second half where he was about to turn, the animation turned up, and then they also turned the animation up for Tosen because I think it happened at the same time. They're just like, let's get that fluid motion in there.
I like that bit
great.
Where Shuhei was going to pull the scythe towards him and about to slice him.
That
just
was
like,
really cool.
Thanks for
really
bringing
cool.
that up because I had a gripe with how fast Tosen moved there because he should not have been able to dodge that.
Yeah, I did agree that was stupid. I specifically remember that move. But I also find it stupid that they made a point out of showing Tozen cut the chain off of
and then he had it.
And then he had it again. He was like, oh, I'm about to. He chokes him with it. And it's like, pulls him down. And it's like, bitch, I cut that. It's like, you shouldn't have that. Unless we're just establishing that people are unreleasing and re-releasing really quickly.
That would be the smartest thing ever.
And I'm prepared.
Yeah, like, unless that's just allowed.
I would say, I feel like that
which is not allowed, by the way, because they have to go to the Zero Squad to fix their Zanbuck Dozen and the Thousand Year Blood War.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's getting there. Fucking Mayuri doesn't.
Well, Mayuri's special.
Mayuri is Mayuri.
Oh my god! Speaking of that, whenever he's telling Nemo to do stuff, she's just carrying stuff in the background. Yeah, she's like, "Yeah, I got this."
That was good comedy. Yeah, I enjoyed that too. And I like how when he's like, "Oh, I'm gonna fucking torture Ichigo as soon as he gets back," and Nemo's like, "I'll start thinking about it now."
Like, I'll start writing things down, Bob.
All of these episodes, it's like gonna be a weird claim, but I enjoyed these. Seven episodes, a lot. Like,
I think they were better than the last 30.
Yeah, like the animation was really good. Mm-hmm. It's like the bands was really good. We're obviously getting to the climax of things where like stuff's happening because Aizen is officially moved in.
Oh, we're gonna see Kisuke and Yoroichi drop in soon.
It's gonna be really good. Oh, it's gonna be really good.
Isn't that weird that these fights, like, which we would have probably, if we talked about it in like nostalgia factor, would have probably said like, oh, Tosen versus Komamura and all this. Like, I know we remember the Yami fight being cool, but we never got to see it.
Yep.
Like, would you imagine like, oh, the Espada fights were trash compared to those?
I'm surprised at how much I wouldn't imagine that. No, but I'm surprised how much of the Yami fight we get to see. I don't remember.
I think it's because of the manga. It was like really quick, and then the next panel is like, wait, we defeated.
Like I remember.
This guy.
Yeah, it just comes back and like they're walking away like cool guys. Like we fucking did it.
Fist bump.
I liked Mayuri that whole time too.
Yeah, he was funny as fuck.
He was just like, whoever dies, I get this. I get the fucking experiment. But if he
the
keeps
wagon,
getting bigger,
though, he's just got the giant
he's so
wagon.
Good.
So you bring that up. We talked about the whole like. People being in the background, but you don't see them at all in other fights.
Oh, you're talking about the arms like dangling and stuff?
No, that was kind of gross, but they had the two big pillars, which were the ones that they flew up next to. Those don't exist anywhere in the Yami fight.
Ichigo pulled him away, too.
It was really bad, though, because Mayuri, like, their scene made a point to remind us all they're right next to the twin pillars, and then they immediately cut to Yami holding fucking, I think it was either Rukia or it was he was fighting against Kenpachi. Mm-hmm. There's no twin pillars, and at no point during the Mayuri part did
at that
you
point,
see
Ichigo pull him
Yami.
Away.
Well, if it,
he's
if
big
it,
enough.
If it was Rukia, that's a good point. If it was Kenpachi, like Jose said, he did get pulled away from
that's
it.
That's right.
But that being said, it's a moot point because so Ichigo pulls away Yami because he's like, oh, I don't want to get everybody else caught in it. Yeah. But then they move everybody over there. Like they
Bisane brings them to him.
It's like, what are you guys doing? It's like, fucking go heal over there.
I want to see, like, I don't want to ask for this because they would have to fuck the entire continuation of Bleach. But I would like to see more realistic shit in Bleach where it's like, when Yami does a Sero and all the sand's going up everywhere and Isane's just got a cube, like, I want them to be buried.
It would be cool. Yeah. It would be really cool. I do got to give credit to Isane because Ichigo fucking shit on her.
Yeah.
She was very confident. Like, she was in the barrier with Rukia, like, trying to heal
After the explosion
Chad.
Wave?
And Rukia was like, oh, are they going to be okay? She's like, yes. And she's like, are you going to be like, yes, I'll do this.
Yeah,
it's like, and like, she's like, not a hesitation at all. She's like, I fucking got this. It's
that's
like,
why she becomes captain.
I would. Oh, does she become captain?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
That's good for
she
her.
She gets a nasty haircut. Yep. Fucking ugly.
He hates her haircut.
Oh, my God.
Pythes would not be agree with you.
Ugly haircut.
Doesn't she just get short hair?
Yeah, but it's ugly. You guys see it.
I got
to
look it up. I feel like I looked it up and I didn't hate it.
Yeah, you didn't look the right image, clearly.
I won't do it on the podcast. I'll come back after.
Okay. Do we miss anything else? So we did the Tozen fight. Shinji goes Shikai and gets absolutely demolished.
I think that's
pretty much everything.
His sense of winning and
sure.
Yeah,
that's a good one. I show you my opposite winning. Yeah. It's like cool.
When I die, you die.
What else? I think that's it. I think we obviously Lamp Society.
Up.
Ichigo shows up at the very end. That's where he
Which
breaks
cool.
through the sky.
Like, they ever explain why his mask never comes back? Like, he does it and it pops back off immediately.
I think they talk about it again coming up.
He kind of mentioned when he used it during the Yami fight that it felt really heavy and weird, and then when he tried to pull it back out, it was like, nah.
I think it's just because he won't accept his Hall of Powers again.
So, but it's not going to be a worry. He's going to blow off his powers and then we don't have to worry about it. So, good episodes. Great episodes this week. Looking forward to the next ones. I get the more of a good bash that we watch, the more worried I get that we're about to enter fillers again. It's like a dread
in
the back of my mind that it's like, I'm surprised we got fucking seven good episodes. And it's like, ooh, I bet there's fillers right around the corner because it's fucking an anime in the 2000s. Like,
I got stressed. I didn't feel that stress at all. Like, I'm living in La La Land, and then the Lamp Society came in and punched me in the dick. And I was like, they
could
do this?
That was literally the second episode, I think. Yep. Yeah.
And it was such a weird, odd placing, too. It wasn't like the end of a fight or anything. Like, if they had done it right after the Espada lost, I would have been like, okay,
do you think it originally aired, it was a complete, like, that took up that time slot, or it was a double time slot?
Definitely did. They definitely didn't just give that out for free. It wasn't here, we're going to put this on a special time slot. You're also getting an episode this week. They're probably like, nah,
we're milking this
no
cow.
No fucking way. With the amount of fillers they're putting in that shit, no way did they double down.
The talk we had, I don't know if it was last podcast or two podcasts, when we talked about, like, Jujutsu Kaisen and just getting to the fucking point.
Yeah.
every time I'm watching episodes with you guys and we come up here, like, I almost forget everything we watched. And then you guys bring up the three things that happened. Yeah. I'm like, wow, we watched fucking 3 hours of shit.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot of, like we've talked about before, it's a lot of philosophical back and forth in Bleach. So it's like, when you really distill it, like, for people like us who is like, yo, it's like, this is a really cool thing to happen. Yo, this is really cool.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not talking about the philosophical of, what does justice mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was trash.
Like, what path of justice are you following? Like, if you were to give up that justice and, you know, stay with the people that you wanted revenge on, is that still justice anymore?
That's It felt like Baskin-Robbins 31 Flavors of Justice. Like, everyone had their own brand of fucking justice. Yeah. It's like, we got a new one this month. It's like, cool to us and thanks.
Yeah. So it's like, we don't really go deep on the philosophical stuff, but it's like, that is there. And it's like, that's so Bleach. Like, so Bleach.
Yeah, very much. It's always a thing they've always done is just kind of bring in some kind of agenda almost.
But I got to say, these episodes, it just reminds me why I love Bleach. It's like, same.
These
so
were
good.
But in the back of my mind, I still think it was like, but God, they could have gotten to the point way quicker.
I remember,
like,
what I loved
half
about
these characters are useless.
What I loved about Bleach is they build characters, though. It's not just, you're not just interested in Ichigo. It's like, everyone has a really nice backstory. Then it connects back to Tozen and, like, his past with Shuhei and Komamura.
And they did do a good job of, like, not, so, like, they made a lot of the Tozen fight, like, Komamura. Yeah. And then they finished off night with, like, oh, Shuhei's still here. Here you go. Like, so, like, those are two key players in, like, his backstory. And obviously, Komamura much more than that because, like, obviously, like, they're...
They built a friendship,
but
stuff,
I would argue we still have Chad and Renji as characters, and he was saying they build them up, and I think until a thousand-year Blood War arc, I don't think either of them
That's still part of the story.
Yeah.
That's still part of the story. I don't think Chad gets much of a showing.
No. He just gets... Remember, he's like, this is where I'm staying, Ichigo.
Yeah. That's the only scene I remember seeing from Thousand Year Blood War arc with Chad in it. It's like, we have to do this or something like that. I'm like, that's cool, Chad. That's Chad knows his place. He's a soldier. He's just going to fucking fight Menos or whatever the fuck he's got to do until then.
Yeah, but I do, you know, you're allowed to have your feelings, but I feel like these episodes really were like, man, I love Bleach. Like, these are really good episodes.
It reignites the feeling again. I agree.
Yeah. Cool. Well, we asked a lot of questions to you guys during the episode, so of course, let us know what you guys thought, as always, and be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram, and you can always message us there or tweet at us and let us know what you thought there as well. And then be sure to subscribe and like the video. That way you know when things are coming out. We release these every Friday, so in case you aren't followed. Yeah, click the bell. Love that. And then you can, of course, find this podcast for an audio listener on anything and give us a good rating. Tell your friends. Bleach Boys, shout out. What's up? You know, whatever you want to do. And we will see you guys next time. Have a good week. Bye, everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.